So show me why you're strong. Part-time love is a life from there. We're never done. Every now and then, you're still on my screen. Every now and then,
but Jungle Beats, man.
Hi.
Australia's plug to the best, worst, and best reviews in the country.
Haunted.
And we're reviewing one of my favorite artists.
Lil Yachty.
Lil Pump, 2 Chainz.
Lil Baby. Lil Uzi.
Wayne.
Lil Dick.
James Blake.
James Blake, one of the most, this man has dropped one of my favorite albums probably in the last 10 years, The Color and Anything.
Mm-hmm.
In 2016. For those who have seen our top list reviews, and we're finally back here with Assume Form, a 12-track album, and I don't have much to say, except I'm really looking forward to whatever this could be.
Hey, thank you, James, for the 12 tracks. Don't try and overdo that shit. I like that.
I think it's 12 tracks.
I don't think that... My name is Rodgery Didgery.
And I'm Alexander Sandalis.
Just in case you want to check us out on our social media.
Roger,
my link will not be here, and his link will be there.
As always.
Track number one track.
I think a lot of people are gonna might not feel much about that song because they might complain it's not doing much. And I would argue it's actually doing quite a bit.
Indulge me.
Yeah, I'm laughing because I see your face doing these expressions. You trying to hold back what's inside. So from my listening experience, I think there's a lot of subtle variations within this song. There's an underlying foundation of piano, but then every minute to 90 seconds, there are layers of violin laced in, taken away. There are these synths added in, taken away, and like this chipmunk voice in, away. And he does this at various times, and it helps keep the track a little more vibrant, indulgent, interesting. And it's just a very lacy, calm, laid-back track.
So you've made your point, but I disagree with your points.
Good.
I think it's still it's a good track, but listening to James Blake's previous work, I expect to be wowed more. Like, even though there were these...
track.
But I'm still going to give it how I feel in it. Like, even though there were these underlying elements to it, it was done to me in an uncreative way. Like, I wasn't a fan of the chipmunk voice. I don't think it fitted the rest of the aesthetic of the track. The drums, I thought, were kind of a bit too simple, repetitive. Like, I don't know. Like, I felt James Blake's vocals were beautiful, as they always are.
Yeah.
But the instrumental and production of this track was pretty uncreative to me, and I was not as engaged as much.
You know, what I'm looking for is, can James Blake recreate the same similar feeling
but in a different sound?
Yeah, in a different sound. Can he do that? Did this track do it? No. It has elements of prettiness, but he didn't do it yet.
But maybe with the rest of the albums we're hearing it, that'll make sense. As a lot of things do. A lot of the albums take time. 100%. The best ones do.
Mile High. I'm not telling you features, but there's a few features on this
part. I already know who's on this track. It's your boy The Weeknd. It's your boy Drake. We on a drive to then.
Travis Scott! Drive to then. Travis! Lives losing 1,000 miles with it.
It can go downtown, sunny, then move it uptown.
Flipping my fucking mind. Nah, it's both. Fuck, I don't know. That's Blake. Yeah. Comes in dirty. It's sultry, baby.
And that flute.
Mile High is the track, and it's like, yeah, that's some shit you could listen to while high.
That's a subtle banger.
Tell him.
It's a jungle beats of the week.
Damn, that was good. At the first, I'm like, man, this sounds like just a Travis Scott track, you know, with James Blake.
I was going to say, I'm like, how's James Blake going to make this his track?
Yeah, and he did. Mm-hmm. You know, he didn't let Travis overtake the song. He came in the middle, pause. And then they went back and forth. A very, very lovely track.
Yeah, I love how, like, there'd be a moment where, like, Travis would just sort of stop in the next track. And I'd be like, wait, is that still Travis? Yeah. Like, James came in so subtly.
Pause.
It came... But nah, fuck with that. That's a track that's going to be repeat for me all year. That's a dope track.
That's so nice.
That's a real beautiful track.
And he's like saying in the lyrics, less is more. I'm like, I think that phrase, less is more.
With the key of the album.
But it encapsulates James Blake as a whole. Yeah, he's quite minimalist with his production and his music taste.
Mm.
Tell them. So we got Metro Boomin on this track right here.
Metro Boomin wants some more.
And Moses Sumney.
Oh yeah. That motherfucker. You like to feel love, you're a wandering soul, and you've got to move on. Colors you are the colors. You're the only one. Hey. Is that Flamenco? Where's Leo on this track?
That's so interesting, you make. Yeah, that really high. That's really cool. That.
Yeah, it's dope.
See that? Just subtle things like a little guitar in there. I love that shit. That's so nice.
I just think we want some bars on this though.
What are the bars?
Yeah, I want some rapping on this.
Oh, you want?
Like that beat's asking for it.
That is a really beautiful component of this song. There was kind of this, it was like a high pitch, low pitch contrast. You get the high pitch vocals and the low pitch, deeper drop from the drums. Were they drums? Were they drums? Yes or no, sir?
What were drums?
The fucking drop.
Yeah, there was drums. There was some strings. There was some dope vocals. There was some good bass amount to it as well. It was a trap beat. This is a trap song. This is James Blake's traps. He's had two trap songs on this album so far.
Fuck. Moses was a nicer addition to the song as well. I think he supplemented the track well.
Yeah, I feel I wasn't feeling this track as much as the last track, but I still like it. I mean, a part of me was just really, really want a rap verse on there, but obviously it's a James Blake album, so I shouldn't expect that every track. But it was nice. I feel like it's definitely more a trap song that you put on just to sort of vibe to, or just like sort of slowly move to. It's not a trap song you get on to get real hype to, you know?
Subtle banger.
Correctness. A lot of violin on this album. Oh, it's fucking with the auto-tune.
anything for herself. But from me she goes waiting.
Hypnotized there, mate.
No, that was beautiful. I lost track of time. That's when you know a track is incredible. I feel like that's the closest thing that's gotten me on this album so far to The Color and Anything. It didn't get me there. I think if you really hit that drop a lot harder and more punchier, it could have got me there. But regardless of whatever preconceived notion I have, an incredible where we started from a subtle violin all the way to this cinematic grand fucking explosion of sonics and color and vibrance.
It just built, didn't it? It really just kept building. You're right, like when you were expecting this bit of a drop, it was just this light bass.
Yeah, it didn't hit me as hard as I thought.
Yeah, I think I would have liked it too, because not because I like banging beats more, but just because
we do like, actually, let's be honest, we fucking do. At least I do.
No, I mean I do, it's just I like a bit of versatility as well, but I felt like with the last two tracks, that's kind of what it was building up to be. Not to say that didn't make this track bad. This track was still an amazing track. Like, it built so beautifully. And his vocals were, as ever, always on point. But I don't know, I still, even though it was built amazingly, I still feel like, I don't know, I just feel like maybe there was just something missing.
I knew you were going to say that.
I just feel like there's something missing.
That's I mean, the vocal experimentation is welcome and really actually interesting as well. So,
and I love those, because there were snares in there, but there was also a different type of drums. Kind of like someone was rupping a mood. Like, you know, the one that was just like... Like, that just like built the whole track around it. That was a dope. Fuck with it.
Just another day.
It's so good. Da 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 da. Sorry, I'm just wrecking everything. That's Rosalia. Yo. Woo. She'd be so happy working with James.
When you're done with me.
This is a
fun. Who needs to pray? Who needs balance?
Oh, bit of English. Collab that dreams are made from.
It is, because Rosalia stated that one of her favorite artists is James Blake, and it's funny that she said that, and instead of him being on her album, she's on his album. So I think that she's influenced him, as we heard with the flamenco sound in the previous track. So I think that he's checked out her album and being like, she's an amazing artist, I want her on this album. So
absolutely,
that's a wet dream for her.
It's a wet dream for everybody, and fucking including myself.
That's amazing.
What a powerful duo. And also the pacing of that song was really incredible. The way they built up, Rosalie came in, then he took everything away, and I'm like, what's he gonna do? And came in and fucking a grand hit of fucking beauty.
I can listen to a whole album from them too.
Don't do that!
Bro, they work so well together.
That's fucking
Their vocals work so well together. I need some bedroom music like that, man.
Fuck, that would be amazing.
Beautiful, beautiful track. I have nothing more to say.
I've tried that many times.
Oh,
one I get bitten by a mutant spider.
Hopefully.
I'm so confused. I don't know what's going on.
Wouldn't be a James Blake album without some mindfuckery. You got a little something leaking out of here. A little bit of blood.
Really?
Yeah, because old mate just fucked your mind.
Fucking fuck.
Like for a second you're like, oh shit! Not my favorite track, but I respect the creativity of it.
Oh, you know what? I was gonna say, I think the first 2 minutes started off a bit flat.
I was with that, especially after the last track with Rosalia. Like, yeah. That really just upped the fucking expectations from then on. So the first few minutes of that track, I was just sitting there just like, it's nice, but it's
nothing
nice.
Too engaging or special. However, I'm very glad he did switch it up and do that weird sonic mind fuckery, because I didn't really know what was going on. And I like that.
Yeah, not a bad track, but not a great track to me.
Are you in love?
This is what you call a flip. Thank you for the...
And you had it for 5 seconds. That was dope.
Oh.
This fucking Nintendo piano.
That's nasty. It's like a shaky metronome. It's like a metronome doing these ones. Back
then, it's smiling too.
Yeah. This could easily slide, it could slide from me. This could be. Are you in love? Do your best in. Least interesting track on the album for me. I mean, it had nice key elements with like the guitar at the start
and the outro
and the keys. Yeah, but I felt as a whole it was very bland.
I'm not sure.
That's just how I feel.
Yeah.
From a first listen.
I understand what you're saying though. I'm just not sure because I think there were very creative elements like the Nintendo piano. I love that.
That was the shining light.
It was. It added a really nice flavor to the song.
But yeah, as a whole.
And I did think the lyrical content was somewhat emotive and emotive provoking.
I mean, he kept asking me, but I told him no.
You got to ask a couple times. I need to come back to that to get some proper thoughts.
It's true. A lot of these tracks are going to need more listens. That follows from the next track really well, because the keys were very similar. We just looking toolbar, where my battery be at? Be gone, drop so fat, get it beats that. We done the show,
we get so long. Oh, it's getting dark. Okay.
Or the drop.
Pounded.
Where's the patch?
same track. Everything's rose. Everything's rose. That's very southern.
Slap that booty, slap, slap, just slap that booty.
That's really impressive.
That was so many layers, that track, and so many switches as well.
Yeah.
And when Three Stacks came in, because I heard the intro, and I'm like, yo, that's my boy Andre, who hasn't dropped an album in a goddamn long time.
Fuck, anticipating that, who knows?
Ah, he won't.
You got stuck in time for a second? Did that fucking Thanos freeze you?
But I will say, as dope as Andre Three Stacks' verse was, I don't think it fitted the instrumental. Because the instrumental switched up about 5 times during his verse.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. But 5 times and it didn't fit. I'm going to have to...
politely decline.
I'm going to have to politely decline that offer right there, sir. I think Andre's verse was thought-provoking and clever as well. It was the alignment about the curtain. That was a kind of clever line that made me think. And I think James really made a great effort to make this track stand out on this album with Andre featured on it.
I agree with that. I think that, for me, the most creative track and also the most challenging. Really, really enjoyable.
Can you check the camera, please?
Yeah, man, I really gotta take a piss as well.
Oh,
I'm gonna... Snappy, snappy, snap. Do you know that was the number one album in Australia for 2 weeks?
What?
That track that I'm singing.
But you said it's an album.
Oh, sorry, track.
Yeah, that's bonkers, bro.
Yeah, the 2000s were a weird time.
What about Crazy Frog? I bet that shit was too.
Yeah, it was. Fuck that up. Was for like 10 weeks, though.
What's wrong with this?
A lot of things. Is Mick Jagger on this track?
I'll come too.
Love that, man. I love that.
What do you love about that?
It just had like a kind of like an old movie sort of feel to it with that hook. Like it just sort of looked like that hook. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. His vocal inflection was a bit different.
Yeah, it gave me more of a like people singing around the 40s, 50s, man. It had that sort of feel to it, the way that he carried it.
The production is what carried that for me. Oh, it was
because the drums came in and out.
I don't know how to describe it.
It was lush to me.
I'm still trying to feel my way around that track. I'm unsure on how exactly I feel about it. Because it's different. We haven't heard him just tap into that exact feel and sound this album for me.
Yeah, I'll be straight up with that. I don't think this album's cohesive on a sound because there are actually many different elements of sounds. I feel like I've listened to other James Blake albums and even though he's been very different on the tracks, it's been cohesive.
It's been, yeah.
But I feel on this one, there's just so much going on that it's not cohesive from a sound point of view.
Okay, I could see that.
From a first listen perspective. But I really fuck with that track. That track was one of my favorites. Oh, but I was wrong. Where I just wanted to look and came along. Came along. I thought sex was at my pace, but I was wrong.
You better shut up, Morty. You better shut your mouth, Morty.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! People gonna hate us. I started it though. I can see that I was wrong.
I don't really know what to feel about this track either. I feel like these...
It's so different.
They haven't really hit me like some of the earlier tracks did or like his previous work does. I'm pretty neutral right now. It's pleasant, but it's... Okay, cool.
I mean, he's doing what I want him to do. I want him to switch it up. And he switched it up...
Many times.
A fucking lot. He's... Like, they say that for a lot of artists, a lot of their great albums come from albums like this. Albums where they test themselves in many ways.
Yeah.
So maybe this is just a stepping stone for him to reach another level of greatness. Because I feel like with The Color and Anything, you can't improve that. You can't improve that sound.
It's tough. It's tough.
But wasn't necessarily feeling that song. I'm sorry for my blasphemy in making that a country song. I just really wanted to. Fuck me, right?
Where?
I really like it in between my toes.
Yeah, okay, cool. Good to know, guys. Patreon. Fuck Alexander on Patreon.
Yeah, that's
$5, right?
Not two. I'm a cheap motherfucker. No condom.
Fucking roll, baby. Fucking roll. The world
has shut me up. Yeah, it has. I'm sorry, James.
I've heard something like this before.
I've heard this before.
Where have we heard this?
We reviewed the single last year. This is a single.
Oh, no shit. We really liked it. Yeah, this is a dope track.
This is a dope track.
Oh, fuck. I didn't expect this. Yeah, the lyrics.
Yeah, the lyrics. Yeah.
Fuck, we remember at the same time.
Yeah, boy. Yeah.
That's interesting. It's got that nasally... Tone.
That's right, the lyric video, we're talking about how he might have been talking about...
He was texting.
Yeah, but it might have been about someone that he missed a lot, or someone, or himself.
It's good. I can never really see in real
time. I can never really be. Well, those drums always there. And as it keeps on, I can see whatever I like. I can leave in the middle of the night. I just didn't expect this to be on this album, because it's so different once again.
Then maybe you should have expected it, because it's so different.
Oh, mate, you're fucking Rod Archer, bro. Oh, the perfect image.
I love, still about this on my highlight is this.
Oh.
That. The high-pitched choir, opera vocals.
It's actually me.
That. That type of sound, that type of emotion, that type of feel is what I've been missing from the last couple tracks. And though we've listened to it before, we broke down all the lyrics, so you can go see that in the past video. Click it. Otherwise, that is what I wanted to get a bit more of.
And I love the way he uses vocals now. He kind of like talks, sings, but he like will sometimes quicken up his pace. But then like, it's really weird who like his vocals will like make this like reverberating sound.
Yeah.
Like the way that he,
very creative.
The way he uses his voice in that track is absolutely amazing, and very minimalistic but really well crafted. Like it's as great as the first time we heard it, well, but it doesn't fit in with the album in my opinion. Well, nothing really does.
Yeah, what the fuck does?
It's funny because the album's called Assume Form.
Yeah, like get into form or something, or get in order.
But assume form, like you assume. So maybe everyone's gonna listen to this album assuming that this album is gonna have form when it really doesn't.
I really think that's not the meaning.
Or maybe he's talking about assuming his true form, which is to be
like a Dragon Ball Z
astronaut. Because he wants to go to the moon. Anyway, let's keep going.
Last track. A lullaby for my insomniac.
Is it featuring SZA?
It's featuring you.
Ooh. Say the best track to last.
That was heavenly.
It was great.
Felt very church-like inspired. Like he used his, like you could hear that in a church. It's like he used his voice as the organ, as the instrument.
It was an a cappella track. I don't think there was any other instrument besides him on there, wasn't there? Like the beat was him layering his vocals. That whole track was a cappella.
What?
Wasn't it? To me, it felt like a purely a cappella track.
Oh, shit. Because I know when I saw him perform, he recorded his vocals live on stage and repeated it over. It's like he kind of did that here, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
It was like a pulse. You know what it reminded me of? Just a yellow pulse. Just vroom, vroom. It's like this on and off pulse.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. That was fucking...
That was heavenly. Ooh. Like heavenly was a good way to put it. Yeah. It was very angelic. And fuck yeah. Probably my favorite track up there with the Travis Scott track.
A great way to end though.
Beautiful too. Way to end for an album that was a clusterfuck of figuring out what the fuck it was.
But I don't even think... Look, you say clusterfuck and I feel like... I think it's too much of a... It's too much. It's not a clusterfuck, I don't think, because sonically, James Blake, he's tapped into this realm of sound, right? There's a realm of sound he's tapped into. It's like... It's a James Blake. We're not going fucking different genres. It's all fitting in within the same... Oh, with the trap.
There are a fair few different genres in this album, I thought.
Cut all that out, bro.
No. No, you're welcome to your opinion, mate.
Yeah, but my opinion is just... misplaced.
Because you haven't listened to this album enough to...
Yeah, to really feel it.
That's the joy of a first listen, man. We can be wrong.
Is there a wrong?
Yeah.
Most scenarios...
What people think opposite to us is wrong, bro.
Oh, yeah, that's not wrong. That's just illogical thinking. Anyway, to wrap up my thoughts about this album, did it make me feel like The Color in Anything? No, definitely not. Are there elements of greatness and elements of beauty? Absolutely. There's elements of creativity and things that make me feel like, whoa, that's cool. What did he do there? Like I'm very impressed and engaged, and then I'm neutral and lulled and fucking, that was a bit boring.
I think it's enough to keep James Blake fans interested. Not enough for James Blake's facts to be, ugh, swallow all his dicks, you know? But it's enough to make James Blake fans be like, okay, I feel like each James Blake fan... are going to have different tracks they like, and new fans that don't know James Blake are going to find tracks they like.
Absolutely.
I feel like it's an album that's going to lead to something greater.
Yeah, this could be a transition album between his mecca.
I'll go back to this. I'll see if I can find things I miss. I'll see if I dig it more, but for now, it's not special, but it's not special.
But guess what? It's my favorite album of 2019. Anyway, James Blake dropped a good... two great project. We will see. I need to digest it more. We need to digest it more.
Yeah.
Again, it was a very lovely experience though to listen to James Blake, taking nothing away from his talent and his skill and his beauty. This was good.
And please give us a Rosalie album. That was the highlight. That one and the Travis Scott track are the final track. They're the three best tracks.
I feel you. We're Jungle Beats. Please don't support us anywhere because we don't do anything.
Nah, support us,
man. 2019. Let's see what happens this year, man. Let's see what happens. Welcome 2019 Jungle Beats.
James Blake, so we start the fucking year. It's fucking good, boys. It's fucking get a roll. You're taking it with the lads, you're taking it with the boys. You know, you're getting too far. Taking the info.